Merry Christmas.
Smile.
I first met Maria Garcia, who goes by Lupita, back in December at a Christmas party for our COLA students and their families. The party, held in the elementary school's cafeteria, is packed. Garcia is constantly on her feet, passing out cookies and hot chocolate.
You want a hot chocolate?
When she's not working, Garcia is surveying the crowd and making new connections.
I know the most people here. She's my friend, daughter, the other girl too.
A couple of years ago, Garcia joined Arcola Elementary's Parent-Teacher Association, formerly known as Project Success. She came to Arcola from Mexico City more than 12 years ago. When she initially arrived to visit her brother, she didn't plan on staying put, but that changed after she met her husband.
It's a small town. You know everybody at school. You can live with your door open and nothing happen.
Garcia is a stay-at-home mom with three children. When she isn't working on school business or watching over her kids, she's taking English classes three times a week at Lakeland Community College. In September, Garcia became Arcola Elementary's first Latino PTA president, in part to help attract a more diverse group of parents. Angela Ramirez came to Arcola more than a decade ago from Mexico, but she didn't get involved in the PTA until about a year ago. She says she always wanted to be better connected to her kids' progress in the classroom, but never felt comfortable enough to join because of her limited English. Ramirez says Garcia changed that for her.
That was one of the things she inspired me to do. She gave me the confidence I needed so it wouldn't be so difficult to understand the meetings.
Garcia doesn't take all the credit for drumming up interest in the PTA. She saves a lot of that praise for Arcola Elementary School Principal Angie Gentry, who encouraged her to become the PTA president.
Gently nudged her, and she was very willing.
Principal Gentry says having a Latino PTA president at Arcola Elementary was long overdue.
It's almost been a need for parents in the community to come together because we can't separate our kids from wanting to play with each other, and we can't let our language barriers prevent us from our kids enjoying the company of each other and getting to know each other's cultures and families.
About a month after the Christmas party, I went to one of the PTA meetings. Roughly 10 people, including an interpreter, are seated at a table. One of the first issues Garcia brings up is raising money for the school. Seated next to her is her ace in the hole, her husband, Valente.
This is actually my first meeting. I kind of let her take ownership of it. Today she asked me to come in and help.
It doesn't take long for the group to embrace Valente. At one point, he suggests holding a softball tournament for parents as a way to raise money.
You guys are planning on having a tournament. I've done many, so I know how to run it and what it takes.
Mr. Vice President.
The diversity of this group goes beyond race, language, and culture. During her tenure as PTA president, Garcia says she wants the school's library and playground to expand, and for there to be a greater emphasis on Spanish language education.
The Hispanic people and the American people need to know we need more staff, more for our kids. So we need to work more and together.
It's these dreams that help break down language barriers that might keep some parents from getting involved in a growing Arcola. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.